The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 96 The Patriot. Once again, here we are on a sunny Saturday morning, and my name's Gary Green, and I'm here with my dear friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. You know, it might sound like a redundant statement, but I'm going to explain what it is we do.
Please go slow.
We do not sell cars. We help people buy cars. Now, I got a call from a radio show listener. I probably spoke to the gentleman for 20 minutes, but when the conversation started, he actually said, I really enjoy listening to you guys on the radio. I'm not ready to buy a vehicle right now, but I had some questions and some ideas. I'm looking for your opinion. Now, I can't tell you on the air what opinions are, but everybody has one. Okay, and I'll leave it at that. Now, he asked me a couple of questions about buying a truck to tow. So I explained to him, you always want to buy more truck than you need, not push the truck that you're buying to the limit. So he started talking to me, well, you know, I was out at the Nissan dealership and I saw this Nissan Titan with the Cummins diesel and blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, that's a half-ton pickup truck. Oh, no, it's a three-quarter ton, they told me. I said, no, it's a half-ton pickup truck with the Cummins V8 diesel in the truck. Okay, it's rated at 11,800 pounds towing. Okay. Kind of low for a diesel truck. Now, if you're looking at a 35-foot toy hauler or travel trailer. Now, what makes me crazy, and I do, I hate them. It makes me nuts, even when I'm watching, going down the road, an F-450 crew cab Super Duty, dually, long wheelbase with a toy hauler hooked up behind it, or a travel trailer hooked up behind it. And it looks like a Volkswagen in front of this monstrosity. Now, what really makes me crazy is when you look at them, sometimes, and the back bumper on the vehicle is now 6 inches off the ground because the weight on the tongue or the weight in the gooseneck is there. One thing that Dana and I don't do is we don't help people make poor decisions.
Never.
We don't help people do something that's unsafe. Okay.
We don't help people buy 5,000 and under cars.
Yeah. Now, when someone is buying a trailer, now, Dodge Ram does a wonderful job talking about the largest payload and towing capacity in a one-ton pickup truck.
There's only one way to get it, though.
Got to get a nice and automatic transmission. And it increases the payload, the towing capacity, 12,000 pounds, I believe. It goes from 18 to 30. Now, the other thing you have to look at when you're buying these vehicles is what are the differentials?
Axle ratios.
Okay, these are things that when someone asks me those questions, that there's times that's when I sometimes defer to the salesman, because I can look at an axle ratio and I know that a 411 posi rear end in a truck or something over fours, you're going to tow more, but you're going to get worse fuel economy. Okay, when you're looking at a car, okay, limited slip differential, posi traction rear end, the vehicle has this, the vehicle has that. We understand these things, but I got to tell you, the cars are becoming so technologically advanced that There's no possible way that we can know everything about all the cars. But when we go to the dealership, I primarily try to deal with the salesperson that is a professional and does understand the vehicle that they're selling. Now, the most important thing, and you may not like to do this, you may not want to do it, but if you buy one of these cars and it's got blind spot monitors and it's got cross traffic and it's got parking sensors and it has a navigation system and it has this and it has that, owe it to yourself. And I only know one person that did it. Read the owner's manual. Okay, my wife bought a truck and the next morning I went outside and she was sitting in the driveway. She had two cups of coffee, unfortunately a pack of cigarettes, and she was reading the owner's manual. And I jokingly say, she can, if they don't know something at the dealership, call my wife. Now, I was at the dealership one day helping somebody buy a car. And I told the sales manager that worked in a Dodge Ram Chrysler dealership for 13 years that my wife got a text message this morning that the tire pressure was low in her tires. And he looks at me and says, car doesn't do that. I said, not only did she get a text message, she got an email. So not only did she get the email, she forwarded the email to my friend, she forwarded the text message to my friend, and not only did it say what the tire pressures were, but what was the closest dealership to bring the vehicle to. It is unbelievable. Now, I don't know about Dana. I'm not a techie. My car has navigation. I do use it every once in a while. I don't hook my phone up to the Bluetooth. I don't stream music through. My treat is when I every once in a while get the free satellite radio. I'll turn on a station. It'll actually work and it'll be a free trial. But folks, these cars are so, so technologically advanced. And it's, you know, one of these things that when you're sitting there and you're in the finance office and they're trying to sell you a service contract.
Extended warranty is what people think of. Service contract is what it technically is.
And it should be called an insurance policy.
It absolutely should be called that.
Because
you either self-insure or you buy an insurance policy.
Now, if a car's got a backup camera and it's part of the navigation system and that system goes kaput.
Ow.
Now, I bought a certified BMW in 2004 or 5. And it was a half price sale. I bought the car 2 years old, 20,000 miles, was half the price of a new one. So I go to take delivery of the vehicle and the salesman says to me, hey, you need to come back tomorrow to have the disc installed in the navigation system. Okay, now this is back in the day when it was disc, not satellite. So I go back the next morning and the guy comes out with the disc and he's all smiles and he puts the disc in there and I get in the car, I start the car, I turn the system on, no disc. So he takes it out, puts it back in, no disc. Goes and gets another one, same thing. Gets a third one, same thing. On the fourth one, I kind of looked at him and I kind of chuckled and I said, hey, let me ask you a question. Now, they finally figured out, after me being in the dealership for 15 minutes a day before I bought the car. Now, I left and they called me 8 hours later and they got within $500 of what I wanted to do. We were $14,000 apart when we left. I got $13,500 of the $14,000. I had to give the last $500. You got to give something.
By the way, we know how to buy a car too.
Right.
I promise you.
So the funny thing was I finally looked at the salesman. I said, because they took me over to the service drive and the service director is outside. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you think it might have something to do with the disc reader and not the disc as to why this navigation system's not coming on? And he started to laugh. Now, I knew enough about the car business that it was really simple. They could have fixed that vehicle when they certified it, and it would have been done under warranty. However, since I bought the car and they were fixing it, it was now done under customer pay warranty. And Dana knows this a whole lot better than I do. When a vehicle's in a service department, they frown sometimes about warranty repairs. But they're never going to say a word when, and they keep track of it. I believe it's a separate line on a statement. What was paid in warranty while the vehicle was by the dealer, and what was paid customer pay. Now, the car needed a new...
Internal, customer, and warranty. Those are the three.
Right. The car needed a new computer. It was a $4,700 repair. Now, they put me in a car, and I had my car back later that day. But did they not know that that was bad when I bought the car? But here's a funny thing, and we all learn, okay? This is what... I've had experiences with Carfax that makes me not trust it or like it. I bought that car as a pre-owned certified vehicle. And they made the mistake, I made the mistake of looking at the Carfax as to when the vehicle was sold. There was only one problem. The first 5,000 miles of the vehicle, it was the general manager's wife's demo.
So you had an in-service date 6 months earlier.
Correct. So when I got to the end and I had the six-year, 100,000-mile warranty and I took the car in for a repair, they explained to me...
Your past time.
Your past time. I said, no, according to the Carfax, we don't warranty cars according to Carfax. We warranty cars according to BMW's...
Warranty.
Warranty and computer. So folks... When you're signing a Carfax in a car dealership, you're acknowledging very simply that the dealership's not responsible for any information reported to Carfax, or more important, not reported to Carfax.
And that's the part where the Carfax that so many people tend or seem to have confidence in, and again, Gary and I will run Carfaxes on cars just to make sure that nothing shows up bad there, because obviously if it's there, you can be sure it happened. The key is being able to look at a used car and be able to see if it's been in an accident, see if it's been repainted, see if bodywork's been done, not just rely on a report. And if you're not capable of doing that yourself, obviously Gary and I are here to help. 602-525-1370 is Gary's number. 602-679-8324 is my number. But if you don't call us,
we can't help you.
Can't, obviously, and more importantly, if you do it on your own, please, if you're not an expert, please have it inspected by someone who is.
And here's an important thing. If you go and buy a car and you listen to the radio show and you buy the car and 2 days later you realize there's a problem, do me a favor. I'm not going to fight the dealership for you. If you feel something was wrong, you might want to speak to an attorney.
Attorney General's office.
But remember this, and we'll talk about it. The first thing that pops up in the Attorney General's page when you go to...
Buying a car
is that there is no 3-day right of rescission in the state of Arizona.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. You know, I'm talking about the Carfax and the benefits of having one. I can only tell you that there's certainly no harm in running one, but dealers often will manipulate, as Gary's explained in the past. He'll go to the auction and they have a total resource lane, and essentially they're vehicles that are typically rental cars, not always, but typically, that are currently in wrecked condition, that have clean Carfaxes at the time that they're at the sale. Then the people that buy them at the sale fix them up. And some of the dealers that buy these cars are big dealers. Some of the dealers that buy hail damage cars, lemon law cars, things that are cars that I would guide a client away from and would explain the reasons why, are things that ultimately Carfax cannot be relied on solely any more than auto check can be relied on solely. Even if, again, Gary and I are not mechanics. We are people that understand the car industry. We are people that understand how to look at a car to determine if something's happened previously. But we are not techs.
You know, I'm gonna talk about something that we just brought up. So I went to that website, and I'm not picking on it, but I want you as a consumer, if you're going to go shopping for a car, do this yourself. And this is the part that I don't understand. So I click on Arizona Attorney General. I believe his name is Brinovich.
Mark Brinovich, I think.
Yeah. And it says, first thing under consumer, you click on auto, and it says, remember, Arizona does not have a cooling off period or 3-day right to cancel a car sale. Now, it says,
can you say that loud and clear, really clear, one more time? Because so many times people do not understand this critical element.
Remember, Arizona does not have a cooling off period or 3-day right to cancel a car sale. Now, if the dealership were to call you up, bring a vehicle to your house, show you the car, bring all the paperwork, you sign the paperwork in your living room, you now have a 3-day right or rescission because you never stepped foot in the car dealership's property.
That is correct.
Now, they actually changed it years and years ago because people were buying cars at tent sales. And actually, they actually went and the dealerships had to get some kind
business
of
license.
Business license to make the parking lot in the mall a car dealership so that the 3-day right of rescission didn't come in. Now, here's the part that bothers me. Spotting deceptive car ads. They promise low payments, no interest, or zero down. There is a catch. Here's what you need to know. Well, if they know it, why are they allowing the dealerships to do it?
No enforcement that I can tell of any kind for countless years.
Now, here's what another one. They're talking about financing a car. And they're talking about the length of car loans. Well, when I got in the car business in 1988, car loans were started, normally were 60 months.
And we were pushing out the term back then.
Right. This actually said something along the lines where it said, traditionally, car loans are 3 to 4 years.
And on what planet?
Yeah.
I can tell you that nationally, the average term today is 69 months, and maybe back in the 80s, it could have been closer to 4 years. Certainly, that could be true, but the average, the only average 3-year term is a lease.
You know, and the other things they look at was understanding car add-ons, buying a used car, advertising. Rather than warn you about these things, why are they not protecting you?
Well, we're here to do that, Gary.
Yeah.
And, you know, a special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships, because they have helped us do that countless times over the last, well, it's going on 8 years. We started doing a radio show about 7.5 years ago, I think,
March of 2011.
And each week we try to share and guide people when. And of course, we want to help you and get you the best deal possible and make the experience of buying a car, what Gary talked about earlier, actually what it should be. It should be fun. Spending money is not a bad thing if you're spending money for something that you want and you're not spending more than you should. And so many people get caught up in the moment and end up making decisions that, like Gary referenced, where they've heard our show before, they've heard us explain what we do, and then they go out and buy a car anyway, thinking that they've heard enough to protect themselves without us. And then, you know, whether it's a couple days later or a few days later, they're now calling us saying, hey, we screwed up, and will you help us now? Well, shame on that person for not having the common sense to contact us in the first place. And now we're going to try to go defend their decision that ultimately they made without our guidance and get involved in a debate with the dealership. It's just not fair. So we're here to provide a service like no other. Gary's number is 602-525-1370. I'll repeat that because I really want you to have the number so you can call it. 602-525-1370. Or you can reach me, Dana, at 602-679-8324. We don't cost anything. We do collect a $400 fee at the end of the transaction when our client is thrilled, but it comes out of what we save them. And in almost every case, not only do we save them, of course, money, but we save them time, and we also guide them and protect them from making a mistake that would hurt them. We don't let people go 7 years to buy a car because that's all they can afford. Someone that does that to you is not helping you. They're hurting you.
You know, and it's funny because if you go to the Arizona Attorney General's website, and I'm not trying to pick a fight with the Attorney General's office, they do a lot of great things to help people. But when they talk about a settlement between the Attorney General and a car dealership, and the amount of the settlement's $130,000, it's a joke.
That's pennies.
That's pennies. It's about sometimes 2 months advertising budget
It could be a 1 month. It could be less than a month's advertising budget at a big dealership.
$130,000. Now, and it was, I'm just trying to read it.
Well, it's a catch-22 for them because of all the revenue that's generated by car dealerships, you know, via tax.
It's why when you watch the news and you go to Three on Your Side, have you ever seen Three on Your Side go after a large car dealership?
Nope.
Have you ever seen... It's unfortunate how it works. And what we try to do is help you buy a car. We protect you. We're not there to line the pockets of the car dealership.
We're there to protect your pockets.
I had a gentleman in a car dealership a couple of months ago. General sales manager said to me, you know, if we make a little more money, if you let us make more money, we'll pay you. It's a joke. It's not what we do. When someone pays us, it's $400 to help you buy a car, not $400 to sell you a car.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus and, even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me!
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot.
Well, I guess the key that we hope to get across to the people listening is if there's those of you out there that if you would like and enjoy purchasing a car and going through the buying process yourself and feel that you're more than qualified to do it yourself, whether you're right or wrong, you need to just go ahead and do that. We're here to help people that are smart enough to understand that it is a mismatch. The people that are coming in to buy cars that do it as rarely as they do are playing low-level checkers against high-level chess in virtually every scenario. And unfortunately, people sometimes rely on the information they gather, whether it be from the internet, whether it be from, you know, advertising, and however way they end up getting there. And they'll typically focus on one thing, and it's usually the price, and unfortunately, of
course, you don't really find out the real price of the car until after you're at the dealership and then after they've presented the figures that shows the actual price they're going to ask, which is, at least in my experience, never the actual advertised price. So it's a higher number, not lower, in case there was confusion. So ultimately, for us, we want to help people understand that when they, you know, have really, really good credit, where they can get the best rate and the best terms. And we guide the structure that way. When someone is in a circumstance where they have particular needs, because of the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of transactions and deals that we've been involved with over the last 30 plus years, it's not that we've seen everything. We learn every day. But we've seen so much and understand so much. You can't be the general manager and managing partner of a dealership, as I was for close to 10 years, and not have a real full understanding of a car deal. There's lots of people that go into the car business and maybe they spend a few months, or even if they spend a few years, even if they spend 20 years. If it doesn't matter if you work at a car dealership and you want to buy a car, you're not buying it for less money than I could help you buy it for. Now, unless there's some special program from the factory that is exclusive to employees, like with Lexus, they'll have a special employee internal lease. But for 90% of the people in the car business, they couldn't possibly get a better car deal without our help. And I'm talking about the people that are working in it today.
In 1998, I worked in a Nissan dealership. And I was a new car sales manager, and I was leasing a car. And the deal was all done. And all of a sudden, the general sales manager walked by and grabbed the deal. And he looked at the deal and said, "You can't buy the car for that. Customer can buy the car for that, but you can't as an employee. This is how an employee deal works."
It's how it's always worked.
So I said, "Okay, no problem." He walked away. I ripped up the deal. I drove home in my car. However, I didn't drive home in my car. I drove to the Infiniti dealership that I didn't work at. And I bought a car. So the next morning when I got to work, general manager wanted to see me. He wanted to see the new car I got, because he thought I got an LE Pathfinder. I said, "Well, I didn't buy the car." And he says, "What happened?" So when I told him what happened, he says, "Well, go get the car." I said, "Well, it's kind of late for that, you know. As Dana would say, it's kind of hard to close the barn door after the horses are already out." Well, I already bought a car. Already had a Q45 instead of the Nissan Pathfinder. And when I told him what happened, he said, "Hey, no problem." He wasn't mad at me, didn't say a word. But as I walked out, I did hear over the intercom him page the general sales manager's name to his office. Now, the general sales manager came out and said, "Well, didn't you know I was only kidding?" And I looked at him and said,
"You weren't kidding.
You weren't kidding." Now, when you work in a car dealership, and this is a warning, when you have a friend that works in a car dealership that's a salesman and they just started there,
Please listen to this.
They have no control over the car deal. So when someone tells me, "Well, I got a friend that works in a car dealership," you want to go buy the car from your friend? Go buy the car from your friend. I don't need any new friends. I don't need the practice trying to show, have somebody outsmart me. When somebody is there and they're trying to impress me and not believing what I understand, I don't have the patience for that anymore. I'm 57 years old. I tell people all the time, my business is based on relationships. Now, I formed a new relationship this week with the general manager of a Subaru dealership. I think it's going to be wonderful. I haven't met him yet, but
Great guy.
We're your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. Remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford. located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here with my friend Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. It's very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road. They truly, truly treat you the way. I always jokingly tell the guys that work there, don't quit. Because if this is the only place you've ever worked, you're not in the car business. You work for a gentleman that's a fine gentleman that does business only one way.
Ethically.
Yeah. Now, it's funny. A customer was talking to me the other day, and they were talking about ethics, business ethics. And he kind of said to me, he says, you know, we were talking about business ethics, and somebody said something to me. And the guy says, well, what do you do? Person walks into your business and they pay you in cash and the item's $20 and they hand you a brand new crisp $20 bill. And when they walk out, you look at the $20 bill and you snap it because it's brand new, and all of a sudden a second $20 bill pops up. And this guy's idea of a joke was, and it was a joke, he says, well, the ethics part of that is, do I tell my business partner there were two 20s? You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a bank and they've given me the wrong money and I've handed it back. How many times I've gone in someplace, bought something, and they hand me back my money and the change. It's not worth it for a few dollars. Now, when we talk about friends in the car business, sometimes they do things that they don't understand, and they're coached by someone that's explaining to them that they're treating them really well. Now, when I worked in the car business and I got started in 1988, you had to provide a document when you graduated from Mel U, and it was, who do you know? And those were the people that you had to call and try to get into the car dealership. And I will never forget it. I was in that dealership still in 1997. I left for years and came back. I was there in 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. And there was a salesman that was working a car deal with his sister.
In other words, and let me set this up so you fully understand what he's saying. So you're hired, part of your final indoctrination at this particular dealership is you had to upfront provide a list of the hottest prospects, which would be friends, family, people you knew that were going to be the first people you were going to call to try to get in to sell a car. This young man gets his sister to come into the dealership. Did I say it right?
Absolutely perfect.
Okay.
So she's driving the car and she has the car, and she was, back then 60-month leases were pretty prevalent.
Horrible.
And the car was involved in an accident a few months afterwards, or it was totaled or stolen, whatever it was, and she needed another car. And the sales manager was the same sales manager, same brother, same salesman, same sister, same car.
All the same usual suspects in this.
So the sales manager doesn't think and tells the kid to go upstairs to accounting and bring the deal down. So the kid goes upstairs, he comes down to accounting, and now he's an expert in the car business. So he opens up the deal, and the first thing that he comes at is his washout,
which is his commission voucher.
And he sees on the commission voucher how much the gross was, and then it said friends and family flat $100.
So he got paid $100.
And the gross on the deal was almost $7,000. Now, when he came downstairs, the sad part was he was not mad about the dealership doing that to his family member. He was upset about the dealership not paying him. Now, when I mentioned I left for years, I worked at ABC Nissan from 1988 to some part of 1989. It was about 7 months. I got into a disagreement with a gentleman that happened to be the general manager, and it wasn't really a disagreement. He said something, and I made a statement. And he made the mistake of saying out loud to a dear friend of mine that I'm still friends with 30 years later, Gary Green will never quit over this. He has too bright of a future in the car business. And I walked in the next day in my jeans and sneakers and handed him the dealer plate, and I explained to him that I do have a bright career in the car business, but it's not working for you. You want me to do this? You want me to pay this back to the dealership for doing my job? Meanwhile, you're rewarding two salesmen that are criminal activity in your dealership. Well, the funny part about it was, for years, I still referred business to the dealership, and I got paid my bird dogs. And one day, a friend of mine was a sales manager, and he was sitting there with that GM and the man that owned the dealership, and they said, he's here right now. He'll write you a check to come back to work right now. How much do you need? 2 months what you're making? 3 months what you're making? We don't want you to worry. And I looked and said, as long as that gentleman's the general manager, I won't work there. Now, I became friends with that general manager years later, and he forgot what had happened. And I reminded him.
He did so many things, right. It's easy for him to have forgot.
So I reminded him one day when it happened, when we were talking, and the crazy thing was, the gentleman that was the sales manager became the general manager when that general manager got what we call owner-itis. And he left a very good paying job at the largest Nissan dealership in the country and went and opened up three dealerships on his own in Nebraska and Kansas and lost his shirt. But the point that I'm trying to make is, be careful when you say out loud, I know somebody. If you take somebody to help you buy a car and they don't understand how the car deal works,
God, could they cost you a lot of money?
Not only that,
or
but
cost you a great deal.
It's the blind leading the blind, first of all, because if A doesn't understand how it works, how is A going to explain it to B? And the other part is this. We don't cost you anything. If we meet you at the dealership and you don't buy a car, I even jokingly say to people sometimes, if they don't have a trade, I'll pick them up and take them to the dealership. And one time a customer actually said to me, well, how will I get home if I don't buy the car?
I'll take you back.
I said, I'll take you home. What kind of person do you think we are? You know, now, don't get me wrong.
Sunday.
You treat us poorly. We can treat you just as poorly.
Well, we won't treat you poorly. We'll just stop.
Excuse ourselves.
Yes.
You know, I had a gentleman one day, and it was a good thing I didn't know where he lived, because he got me so hot that I called him and finally said, you know what? I'm going to leave you alone, because you'll get what's coming to you at some other point in your life. This guy, these people ruin it for the nice people. I no longer get payments or prices or anything before I go someplace. And what I explain to people is, I'm willing to risk my time. I will be glad to meet you at the dealership.
Your expertise, your knowledge, your guess.
If you don't buy the car, no harm, no foul. But I'm not going to look for the car before we go, because if the dealership doesn't have one and you're there by yourself, you're going to have to fight tooth and nail to not buy something that they have and actually get what you want. Or I can say to my friend, they'll buy the car if you can find this.
If you can get this.
And they'll run, like I said, they did it on a Saturday afternoon for me last week. They traded for a Ford Explorer on a Saturday afternoon. Okay. Now, dealer trades on the weekend aren't the easiest thing to get accomplished. And the only time they normally work is when the dealership you're calling needs something you have.
Well, and more often than not, it's just because it's the busiest day of the week. Accounting's not open. There's nobody to cut checks. It's just a far more difficult task to do dealer trades, and then having staffing to get the cars, a combination of things. As it relates to if you're in the market to buy a new or used vehicle, you either can have the peace of mind of knowing that Gary or myself will either not cost you a penny and just give you free advice, or we'll actually meet you and either help you and still not charge you a penny unless you're thrilled. And then if we help you, you'll see how we saved you far more than our small fee. And then you will happily pay us our $400 fee at the end. Everything counts to us. We don't miss anything. We care about the rate. We care about the trade. We care about the price. We care about everything that could possibly affect you. We don't care so much about what the dealer needs, I promise you.
We care about what's in your best interest. Now, a funny thing, and it's not so much a funny thing, but when we help somebody buy a car, it's exactly what it is. We're helping you buy a vehicle. We're not selling you anything. We're not doing things like that. But when we go someplace, we go because of one simple reason. The dealerships know what it is we're there to accomplish.
And only the finance managers typically get stink eye when they see us.
Because, you know, it's called a sharp stick in the eye. But, you know, the things that you read online, okay, just because they're online, as Dana would say, just because it's not on the internet, it doesn't mean it's necessarily true. And I don't, it bothers me. It bothers me when I see cars advertised that the dealership has no intention, one way, shape, or form, selling you the car. Okay, when they advertise a car that you need to have certain alignment of the stars in the sky to receive every rebate that's applicable. Now, they have rebates that are stackable. Then they'll have rebates that you have to give up if you want to buy the car and get a subvented interest rate. Now, we understand all these things, and we show people not only the best price they can get, but the best way to pay for a car. You know, I had a young lady, you know, and I know Pat real well, super, super bright, more money than I'll ever know what to do with in my life, and she wanted 0% on a Cadillac. Well, the amount of rebates that she had to give up, and with her great credit and the down payment, if she financed the car, she was going to have a payment that was exactly the same as the 0%, but financing $3,000 less. Now, if you have a 0% loan and you pay extra money every month towards your principal, you're not saving anything other than cutting down the amount of months your loan's going to be. Now, I pay extra on a 0% loan because I keep it simple. I know every month exactly what my payoff is because it declines by this much every month. There is no interest. Now, remember, every car loan in the state of Arizona, there's a very simple term. If you're buying a car and you're financed at a reputable car dealership, not a buy here, pay here, it is very simply this. Very simple. Simple interest. No prepayment penalty. You know, I want to take a few minutes, talk about the guys that help us. You know, we don't go out to these dealerships. We don't drive out of our way because they do anything other than provide us with the ability to really help our customers. You know, I had a gentleman the other day that I helped buy a Honda, and we passed 3 or 4 Honda dealerships, and he was kind of floored that by the time we got there, we picked out a car, and I was kind of surprised because his wife was very disappointed that they don't have a lot of manual transmission vehicles. She wanted a manual transmission Honda Civic. Now, 2 weeks before, they had a bunch of them. But since they ran out of automatics, they sold all the manuals. Well, now they have automatics again, so the manuals were gone. She went for a test drive, came back, and by the time she came back, I had all the numbers prepared for her, and we were done. And I kind of got a kick out of something, because it was kind of funny when her husband was talking to me about an extended warranty, a service contract. I seriously consider them an insurance policy. And the wife kind of made a comment when the husband said something, and she said, you know, I'm kind of interested in what you have to say, but I really want to know what Gary thinks. Now, I believe in service contracts. I believe in gap insurance, but I believe in things at what's called a reasonable and fair price. We're your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. Remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.